Chapter 5, The New Covenant, founded on the sufferings of Christ, tends to our salvation, but to the Jews' destruction. For this end, the Lord endured to deliver up his flesh to corruption, that we might be sanctified through the remission of sins, which is effected by his blood of sprinkling. For it is written concerning him, partly with reference to Israel, partly to us. And the Scripture saith thus, quote, He was wounded for our transgressions, and bruised for our iniquities. With his stripes we are healed. He was brought as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb which is dumb before its shearers. Unquote. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5 and 7. Therefore we ought to be deeply grateful to the Lord, because he hath both made known to us things that are past, and hath given us wisdom concerning things present, and hath not left us without understanding in regard to things which are to come. Now the Scripture saith, quote, Not unjustly are nets spread out for birds, unquote. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 17, from the LXX, which has mistaken the meaning, unquote. This means that the man perishes justly, who, having a knowledge of the way of righteousness, rushes off into the way of darkness. And further, my brethren, if the Lord endure to suffer for our soul, he being Lord of all the world, to whom God said at the foundation of the world, quote, Let us make man after our image, and after our likeness, unquote. Genesis 1, 26. Understand how it was that he endured to suffer at the hand of men. The prophets, having obtained grace from him, prophesied concerning him, and he, since it behooved him to appear in flesh, that he might abolish death and reveal the resurrection from the dead, endured what and as he did, in order that he might fulfill the promise made unto the fathers, and by preparing a new people for himself, might show, while he dwelt on earth, that he, when he has raised mankind, will also judge them. Moreover, teaching Israel, and doing so great miracles and signs, he preached the truth to him, and greatly loved him. But when he chose his own apostles, who were to preach his gospel, he did so from among those who were sinners above all sin, that he might show he came, quote, not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance, unquote. Matthew 9:13, Mark 2:17, Luke 5:32. Then he manifested himself to be the Son of God. For if he had not come in the flesh, how could men have been saved by beholding him? Footnote: The Codex Syndex reads, quote, Neither would men have been saved by seeing him, unquote. End of footnote. Since looking upon the Son, which is to cease to exist, and is the work of his hands, their eyes are not able to bear his rays. The Son of God, therefore, came in the flesh with this view, that he might bring to a head the sum of the sins he had persecuted his prophets to the death. Footnote, Codex Syndex has, quote, the prophets, but the corrector has changed it as above. End of footnote. For this purpose, then, he endured, for God saith, The stroke of his flesh is from them, and when I shall smite the shepherd, then the sheep of the flock shall be scattered. Zechariah 13:7. He himself willed thus to suffer, for it was necessary that he should suffer on the tree. For says he who prophesies regarding him, Spare my soul from the sword, fasten my flesh with nails, for the assembly of the wicked have risen up against me. Footnote. These are inaccurate and confused quotations from Psalms chapter 20, 2, verses 21 and 17, and Psalms 119, verse 120. End of the footnote. And again he says, "Behold, I have given my back to scourges, and my cheeks to strokes, and I have set my countenance as a firm rock." Footnote. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 6 and 7. End of footnote.